Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES, for 15% off today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Making Moves. I'm here today with Team Slay.
Slay Mama.
Slay. Wait, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Slay Mama.
I hate that this is our new thing.
So I'm here today with
Remy,
Alicia,
and
Ollie Abbas.
Woo!
Yay!
Yay, Slay!
didn't get the blue memo.
No, you didn't. The jacket is the exact same periwinkle.
What are those called?
Narwhal?
Narwhal.
It's a narwhal.
Jellyfish?
Cuttlefish. It's a cuttlefish. They're small little octopus.
I was thinking that. Yeah, right. Just brought like the words right out of my mouth.
Exactly.
So today we're going to be playing We're Not Really Strangers, which I'm really excited because we've got two mush balls right here, Alicia and Ollie. But Remy and I are not really mushy, girly.
No, we cry.
We're mushy on the outside, but on the inside, it's like we don't want to go there.
Yeah, like no feelings. Very little feelings.
It will be very interesting to see how this goes. Have you guys ever played this game before?
I have.
This is my worst nightmare, so no.
Wait, it literally is Remy's worst nightmare.
Do you remember when we were very drunk on my couch and we played this like lightly? Like we would like pull the card and
yes.
like...
Yeah. Thank you.
Can I just say, I gifted everyone this game and no one has played it with me.
No, but I've played it with other people.
She's played it with me. I think TK has played it with me.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
We are going to play. This is how we're going to play it. We each have designated cards. We pick the juicy ones. There's level 1, 2, and 3. And they're just juicy questions, essentially.
Yeah.
I'm going to start us off, and Alicia's going to answer first. We're all going to go to our right.
I'm excited. No. What the game is, if you don't know, is it's really good to play with someone, whether it's like... hence the name, We're Not Really Strangers. You know each other, but not too well, to like dive deeper into the friendship, the relationship, whether it's like a date or just friends.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're going to get to know each other even more.
We're totally. Going to get to
and
the
I'm
juice.
I'm so excited.
It's so us.
So us. I love deep talks.
Slay.
I want to play this game with my crush.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd
but
be good.
Like, he would be scared.
I would literally kill myself playing this with my crush.
What's the first thing you love about me?
me to Cal every day.
I'll go first.
So what can literally. You not stop staring at about me?
So what are you going like, to actually ask me
your favorite aspect about me?
Physical.
First question is, this is such a good question for you.
Uh-oh.
What do you think is the hardest part of what I do for a living?
Of what you do?
Yeah. Damn. Feel free to chime in.
We're starting easy. This is level one. Yes.
I mean, the first thing that popped into my head was with the aspect of, like, working with me for years of not having, like, a solid schedule and, like, even... Like, some days I'm like, oh, come in. Other days I'm like, don't come in. I don't know. I just feel like that's hard for you.
Yeah.
I was going to say taking ass pics.
She's good at those.
I know. No one knows Alicia Marie's angles more than me.
Yeah. Taylor King gets on the floor.
I do.
I get in the ocean. She gets horse shit on her neck. I would say you run two full-time jobs and, like, another part-time job. You have, like, 7 things going on at once.
Yeah.
And you're always there. Like, you're always showing up on time, ready to go. So that's impressive.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's really sexy.
Thank you. I think it's the scheduling. Yeah. Like, or just the, it's hard to make plans.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen.
Yes. Even if I do in advance ask you, like, hey, can I have to stay? Like, it still changes, even on my end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think, but all of us deal with crazy schedule. I think it's an LA thing, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, rescheduling such a thing here.
True.
Anyway, okay. Now you go and you ask Remy.
Ooh.
Juice.
Oh, no.
Not the laughter.
What does my Instagram tell you about me?
Wait, that's good.
Alicia Marie loves Alicia Marie.
She does.
Wait, I want to look at her Instagram.
Wait, I want to sneak into
You love you. Love
Alicia Marie loves Alicia Marie.
If you want to know how to love yourself, just copy Alicia Marie's Instagram.
You win your own individual Webby. You can only say a 5-word speech. Alicia Marie loves
Alicia Marie.
5 words only.
That should be merch. Alicia Marie hearts
okay,
Alicia
you
Marie.
Like bucket hats.
Oh, I do.
Mm-hmm.
She's a bucket hat.
You are single.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
technically, they don't know.
A read.
Yeah, they don't know.
No, I feel like
my post was all about being single. They don't know.
No, literally. No, I feel like because, like, you're with friends, like, there aren't guys on here.
Yeah.
You've been out partying quite a bit. She likes to have a good time.
Mm.
If I didn't know you, I'd just be like, she's so rich.
Oh.
That's all I'd think. I'd be like, this bitch is rich.
Rich in God's love.
Colorful.
Rich in God's
I feel like.
Love.
Anyway. Okay, good one.
Okay, Ollie.
Oh, God.
Do you think I fall in love easily? Why or why not?
That's so good.
Do I need to answer this? Remy is like one of the most boy crazy people I've ever met.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My mom would agree. We had to talk about it the other day.
And I think so. Yes. I would say I would, it get, you know, 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Really?
With a guy.
Be honest.
You know.
Be honest.
I feel like with anyone. Like, you let people in so easily.
Every day she's like, I have a new best friend. I'm like, really?
I would say romantically.
No, I've gotten better. I've gotten better.
You've gotten better.
Because you love so big. Like, your heart's so big. And you just want to love everyone.
But the thing is, like, there's a difference between, like, Remy fucking with you and Remy loving you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And that's why we ain't triggered.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, another one.
I know.
I'm like, damn, I have to be nice.
It's
like,
both of you.
No, what's funny is like, I actually have to be nice.
You're the hardest person to love.
Alicia doesn't even hang out with them. Alicia literally like doesn't even look at them.
No, you don't. You don't pay them best. I have to hang out with them. I have to go to lunch.
Yeah, Alicia gets roped into
I get roped into the friendship.
Yeah.
He does.
I feel like I'm nice. She doesn't even pay attention.
Nice. You're nice. You were pioneering for Cal when she wasn't into it.
Thank you.
I pioneered for Cal.
No, I appreciate it.
So she falls in love the hardest. Like, I feel like she waits the longest to fall in love.
So I don't fall in love easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You fall in love the easiest.
Yes. I love everyone. I think there should be world
love
peace.
Love is love.
I feel
love
like maybe you, then Remy, me, the second, then everyone. Him, then you.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Right. Well, no, I feel like we're tied, but I feel like you're more outspoken about it. Yeah. You're more internal about it.
I think it would take me a solid 6 months to tell someone I love them.
Mm. Oh.
I would say. I mean, in a relationship.
I think you're easier to fall in love with someone than she is.
Oh. I don't think so. I'm weird. I'm an AI.
I think it's tied between you two.
I think we're pretty similar.
Yeah.
Okay, baby, read your question to TK.
Okay, level one.
No, yes. To me.
Level one. Level one.
Just by looking at you, I think you're a bitch.
Really?
Can I just address the
room? Do you actually?
One time, Alicia and I had Ollie on, and the whole, thank God, we weren't able to salvage the recording. The whole episode was just Ollie being mean to me, and I feel
that
as though.
That is not true.
Is that not true?
Remy did a who would rather, and every single thing Remy would do.
I thought you would do it.
Okay. I'm having flashbacks.
Do I actually?
No.
Just by looking at me,
I'll
you think
answer
I'd,
seriously.
I'd be a bitch?
Okay. Just by looking at you, I think you're very professional. Like, you have your shit together.
Thank you.
Like, when you walk in a room, I'm like, she knows what's going on here.
Thank you.
Like, even when I walked in here, you were like, okay, stay here, do this, do that. I was like, okay, I'm ready to go. I was like, damn.
Do I give off bitchy energy at all?
No.
Really?
I don't think so. You're very friendly. Like, yeah, you talk to everyone. Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're very friendly. Mm-hmm. And you always make people feel comfortable.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Agreed. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I was just being funny, everyone.
So now, should I go to Remy then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about me is most strange or unfamiliar to you?
Ooh.
I'm scared!
Your mayo obsession.
Shut the fuck up.
What about you is most strange or unfamiliar to me? Ooh.
Yeah.
Why am I nervous?
Where is this going?
Funny.
Remy could go anywhere with this.
I'm going to be real. I'm going to be real.
Do you know what you would say?
I would say loving your hometown because cannot relate.
I was literally going to say that. I was going to say
stranger
that.
Stranger unfamiliar.
That's honestly
tea. Like the,
I
or you know what? No, I know.
You
all of your,
hometown.
Like, your love for all your family friends. Mm. Like, as soon as my mom tried to get me to go to a family function the other day, I was like, no, sorry. I can't.
We're the same.
I can't.
That way.
And, like, once I left, I was like, bye. Love them, but I just, like, don't really want to go home and, like, do that. Mm. But I love that you still have such close relationships with all those people and, like, bring them out to LA or go
you
home
try.
And see them. Like, yeah, I think it's very admirable.
Yeah.
Thank
also, because you didn't just move. Like, you've been out here for a long time.
Yeah.
I think
I
that's
haven't been
a lot.
Home in years.
I haven't gone to my family Christmas party in a decade.
He hasn't.
Alicia, he hasn't.
He comes to my family Christmas
day. No, literally.
Okay, Ollie.
Oh, God. Aww. Oh, no.
No.
Oh.
Do you think I intimidate others? Why or why not?
Aww.
Okay. Okay. This is a layered question. So, I think Alicia intimidates people. But not in the way you think. Like, I feel like, let's just say, like, Remy has a new pal, like we were saying earlier. Like, they would be intimidated by Alicia. But, like, if, like, a stranger saw Alicia, like, they wouldn't be as intimidated.
I completely agree with that.
I agree.
Like, if they have an idea of who she is, then they're like, oh, shit.
Remy's best friend.
Yeah, but like as a like regular person out in society, I feel like you're not that intimidating.
I agree, but I think it's because you put a wall up.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, I'm like
because you smell the cloud demons.
I feel like it's not even cloud demons though that she's like intimidating towards. I feel like it's anyone that could be in the circle at all. She's
y'all get it. Okay, that was good.
Alicia said I'm curating.
She's curating her vibe.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree. That was good.
Yeah. I know Alicia.
First she's sour, then she's sweet.
Oh my God. Yeah. Just lick her.
I'm a sour patch kid.
Just lick her, honestly.
She needs to be licked. Yeah.
Somebody like Alicia
Ray. She needs physical touch. Who do you think my celebrity crush is?
Ooh.
Chris Evans.
Love.
Next question. I was going to say Cal Parsons.
Oh. Celebrity crush.
Yeah.
Chris Evans, for sure.
Yes, I agreed.
This is funny, Alicia. Oh, no. Do you think I've ever checked on an ex's phone for evidence?
Is grass green?
I invented that.
He literally invented that.
It's true.
He told me. He was checking my ex's phone.
Yeah. I'd be hacking into my friend's ex's phone.
Wait, have y'all? I've looked at my ex's phones. Have you?
I've looked at Cal's. I looked at Cal's in the very beginning.
We've both looked at Cal's.
No, I've looked at Cal's too.
I don't think I ever did.
Shut the fork up.
Whenever Cal's just hanging like, out, I'll just zoom in on his text.
What'd you say?
Whenever Cal and Remy are hanging out and she sends a picture, I zoom in on his text and I send it to her.
He does. He goes, what's he looking at?
Yeah, I'm like, what? Who is she?
Alicia didn't have to look at her ex's phone because there was a photo of him and the girl he was texting on the dresser.
I gotta go.
He knew who he was texting. She knew.
She shouldn't have to ask. Rest in peace, Grandpa.
Yeah, it's a yes.
Go ahead.
You would so look now, though.
Alicia,
I would so want to, but I would fucking
you'd be
want
triggered.
To.
I feel bad like that. I actually do really regret that because that was like probably like a year into our relationship or so. And now that I'm 3 years in, I look back and I'm like, that was such an invasion of privacy. And at the time, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. But now that I've grown, I'm like, oh, I would hate if he did that to me. There's nothing to hide. And I like totally trust him. Yeah. I don't know. I do trust him. I don't know why I did it.
I feel like now more so, I wouldn't want to see it. Like, I wouldn't, I personally wouldn't want to see, whether it's like just talking shit or anything. Like, I'm like, no news is good news. My ignorance is bliss.
My friend the other day said that she would take her mom's phone and go and search her name to see if her mom was talking shit about her.
No, same. I've done that. I've done that. I would never. I'd be so sad. I'd catch my parents talking shit. I'd be like, okay.
I'm like, Mom, why are you spilling my tea?
When you have no tea in your life, you just look at your mom's text messages.
I wouldn't mind if they looked through my phone. So I would expect the same.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If I love them, I'm like, I wouldn't be mean.
Couldn't be me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't want them going through my photos.
I think if you are suspicious, you're allowed to look through it.
I agree. But that's maybe a hot take.
Maybe not. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I feel like if we're getting married, I'm going through your phone.
I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think it's like end of the world. But I think, like, I do, like, as someone who's done it, I just think it was a breach of privacy. I heard it, yes. I think it was just a breach of privacy.
It's a dream.
I agree.
But I also
It is a breach of privacy.
But if you, like, are hearing shit, do you think you're allowed to look? Like, if you heard that so-and-so was cheating on whatever, would you, like, if I heard that my boyfriend was cheating on me and whatever, you would tell me I could look through his phone, right?
I would look through it for you.
I'll commit the sin for you.
Like, if I heard someone was, like, cheating on you, I'd be like, next time he's in the shower, you're fucking getting that phone. Yeah. And you're looking through it. iPad.
Yeah.
I would hire a private investigator.
I would have Ollie do it for me, though.
I would do it for you.
Yeah. I would do it for you in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Any of you.
Yeah. I just want to see, like,
the details. Airdrop my way in.
I'll tell you the pin when we leave.
Airdrop my way in. Yeah.
I want to just say, like, the explosive details. I would just be like, yeah, true.
I do think it is an invasion when it's, like, not needed.
Exactly.
But I also do think if you have nothing to hide, you shouldn't care.
Exactly.
So when they're being weird about it.
Agreed.
Then that makes you want to fucking check more.
If you're
like,
toxic, then it's different.
So it depends.
Yeah.
Completely agree.
Yeah.
Okay. My turn. I get to ask Ollie. What do you think I'm most likely to splurge on?
Erewhon groceries.
That's actually so
accurate. Not the groceries, but the food to eat at lunch.
Like the random stuff, like the smoothies.
I don't know who the fork. I think I'm just buying like $50 lunches.
Why does everyone look at me?
You literally influence all of us to eat it.
It's her.
Yeah.
It's not me.
It trickled down.
This bitch will buy like a $200 lunch every day.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're about to get
It is us.
This side of the table takes the blame.
The allies take the blame.
The allies.
And our poor asses are like,
I'm like,
I guess I'll pay the $50 on that for you.
I'm like, I guess.
What fast food restaurant do you think I'm most likely to drive through? And what is my order?
In-N-Out. Double with the forking either tomato or the lettuce bun.
The tomato protein bun.
The protein, it's so good. The protein style or whatever. Fries with just cheese and vanilla shake.
Yeah.
Just to dip it in, not actually drink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just to like have for her photo.
I love the cheese fries.
Why did cheese fries take 40 minutes?
Did I not nail that? That was really good.
Oh, thank you.
It doesn't, baby.
Well, remember, anytime we go, they take so long.
No, they just put the cheese on it.
I think it's a normal drive-through. I mean, they take a little longer in general, but...
Yeah. I just love cheese fries.
Me too.
Is it my turn?
No, it's my turn.
Relax.
Alicia Marie. Oh, this is for all of us.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Think of your favorite childhood TV show of all time.
Oh, I know.
On the count of three, say it loud. Everybody
all
have it?
All of us at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready?
One, two, three.
Hannah Montana.
I knew you were going to. What'd you say?
I said Sailor Moon.
I knew.
What'd you say?
Lizzie McGuire.
Hannah Montana.
I would say Hannah Montana if I had to pick Disney.
Slay.
Yeah.
Or Out of the Box.
Out of the Box. Out of the Box. Out of the Box.
Take one box.
Wait,
what is that?
Another.
I'm unfamiliar.
Are you need to get us say goodbye. For now,
I was trying to finish.
To my friends. Wait, what is that?
For now, the best show ever.
We meet again. So long.
It's giving millennial.
To you, my friend. Also, mine was also Drake and Josh. Slay.
I don't think I've watched Out of the Box.
It was like a Playhouse Disney, like very
young.
I was probably like five or six.
I loved it.
It's
like we knew we were going to be DIYers.
You're so right.
I love that. Okay,
Slay. We're entering level two.
Slay. Those were easy. These are going to be a little more spicy, a little more juicy.
Juicy.
Okay, it's a wild card. Think of something you strongly dislike that most people love. On the count of three, say it out loud. I guess we
can all do this.
Yeah, we can all do this.
Think of something that most people like.
You strongly dislike that most people love. On the count of three, say it out loud.
I know mine.
I don't know.
Not Alicia.
Okay.
One.
Wait, hold on. Oh. Do you know yours?
No, mine's boring.
Oh, no, it's fine. Okay, ready? Okay. One, two, three.
Men.
Disneyland.
Oh.
I hate olives, too.
Wait, I said men.
I was going to say fuckboys.
Wait, I thought you were going to say watermelon.
I said culling. Watermelon. Oh, watermelon, too. Disneyland?
She doesn't like Disney.
Fourth Disneyland.
Wait, okay. You said Disney. I said men.
Olives.
Cuddling.
I love olives.
That's a lie.
Me?
Yes. You literally cuddle Cal.
Oh. Yeah. Cal
and
only
me.
Cal. Not
and
you.
Momo.
Okay.
And
cuddling
Alicia.
With Alicia and Ollie.
Yes.
It's so
Y'all
good.
Y'all are fucking weird.
No, it's so good.
It's so good.
It's
do
so
you
good.
Like actually like when you guys are sleeping in the same bed, do you like go over there and like
yes,
cuddle her? Like in the middle of the night?
Yes.
She you looks guys so really? Good. Who's little spoon?
Is
who's big spoon?
We switch.
She's daddy and mommy.
Stop. You're big spoon.
Alicia's versatile.
We cuddle.
Yeah.
I just,
we fuck around.
We do.
Okay. Because Remy and I couldn't be like
never.
Further away from each
we
other.
Just love we physical love touch.
You know what I hate? Do you feel this way too? When you like hang out with friends, it's like nearing the end. You're like, oh, are we going to have to hug? Like, how am I going to handle this?
I don't think of that much in advance.
I think like 20 minutes ahead.
Oh.
See, you're like, that's, I feel like we have a different.
Like levels.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then I'm like going to the door. I'm like, oh, here it's coming. It's coming. It's coming out.
She loves it.
I think there's certain people that scare me more with physical touch than others.
Okay.
Like strangers, I'm more happy to like hug than like someone I know well.
At a meet and greet, I'm good. But if I know like you or you, like I'd be like, oh, fuck, here we go.
Yeah. That's why
that's a new
fist bump. Fist bump.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And yours is men?
Yeah.
Do you not have a serious one?
Strongly dislike
exercise.
Walking. Walking.
I don't know, walking. Maybe like anything.
Yeah. Walking, driving.
I guess breathing. Existing.
The heat.
I'm trying to think what heat. I dislike.
Like the a sun. Warm summer day at the beach.
Sweating, sand, yeah, water.
The sun.
Yeah. Snorkeling.
Anything that's
snorkeling.
Swimming.
Swimming.
He's like that guy from Bench Warmers that doesn't see the sun.
Yeah.
Me.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. That's me.
Huey? Howie?
Howie. I think is his name. I've iconic movie. It. Anyway, yeah, I'm Disneyland. I'm not a Disney girly.
I get it.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and 0 sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
If you could have it your way, ooh, who would you be with? Where would you be? And what would you be doing?
That's sexy.
Ooh.
My way or the highway?
My way or the highway? Ryan Reynolds, backward or reverse cowgirl, Bora Bora bungalow.
I thought she was going to say brainstorming with me at a Bora Bora.
Same thing.
I thought she was going to say cuddling.
With Holly being Big Spoon.
In LA.
Cuddling.
I mean, that was
on the reservation.
You get down for that.
I could do that. All right. I'm going to do that.
In Bora Bora.
In Bora Bora. 69ing.
Really?
What did you say?
Reverse cowgirl.
Oh, I said 69ing.
Or frontwards cowgirl. D. All of the above.
Yeah.
Okay.
Slay.
Remy, are you missing anyone right now? Do you think they are missing you too?
Ooh.
That's so weird. We're all here.
Yeah. That's so weird.
Yes. I miss Momo Daisy, and I can definitely say they're missing me too.
Are they?
Can you say that?
That's boring.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Then I'm missing Who have I not seen in a while?
Who are you?
I miss my aunt.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. She hasn't. Yeah, I haven't seen her in a while, and she's definitely missing me because she always misses me.
I love her.
Me too.
Love.
Love. Maybe okay. She could be on the next episode.
Oh, slay.
Big slay.
Okay.
Huge.
I think you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your mother's name and the most beautiful thing about her?
Her name is Denise. Her chosen name.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, Denise.
We love you.
The most beautiful thing about her is obviously creating me.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
I would say her tenacity.
Her tenacity. Her strength.
I would say she's really funny.
She's so funny.
Yeah. I think I get my humor from her.
It's a dog.
Yeah.
Also
her sense of humor.
Yeah, her sense of humor.
Agreed.
Love and it. She's cute.
Very cute. We love Denise.
Yeah. TK.
Right?
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is a really hot question. Are you lying to yourself about anything?
Whoa, that is deep. Okay, we're finally getting into like the juicy ones.
I feel like I'm being pretty realistic. What I want to say is like, I'm like looking at Alicia.
I know, I'm like trying to help.
I feel like I'm telling myself that the person that I'm currently giving the time of day is like a good option for me. Mm-hmm. When I like secretly know I could like probably do a little bigger and better.
You could.
Wow.
I'm just saying, I don't like. But I definitely think this person also could be worth, it could be a fun, I think they could surprise me.
Yeah.
So I'm not like cutting it
pleasantly
off.
Pleasantly surprised.
I don't know. For some reason, I won't shut the fork up about them. So I'm trusting that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think people around me are like, TK, what are you doing?
Yeah. He's a little stinker. A rascal.
He's a little rascal.
Yeah.
Wait, do you disagree now? Because you were team little rascal.
I'm disagreeing with you. I'm.
Me.
Yes. I'm just kidding.
Oh, you know what? You know what's deeper? Is I'm lying to myself. Like, sometimes I act like I really don't care because sometimes I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, I really do care. Yeah. Like, what he does, what he says,
energy.
What he thinks.
Yeah.
Violent cancer
like,
energy.
Literally everything, like, I actually care a lot about. And I, like,
noted.
Yeah.
And I try and tell or, like, project
like,
that I don't.
Inside,
but,
yeah,
like, I fucking care. I don't know why.
Even though
I'm like,
you like
I know I can do
yeah,
whatever.
Cancers are so emotional.
My like people around me are like, you could do better, whatever. And I'm like, I don't know, for some reason I care so much about what.
It's because you have a crush.
I know. I like having a crush. Yeah.
Got a crush on you.
Yeah. Hey. Is that a good answer?
Yeah, that was a good answer.
That was really good.
Really
I have to say, I feel like I've seen you throughout however long it's been become more self-aware. I feel like in the beginning you were like really closed off, and then now you're like, you make jokes about it, which I think is one step further in like self-awareness. Yeah. I think it's really good.
I roast myself about it.
No, it's funny.
Really good. It helps the whole situation.
Yeah.
The ecosystem.
Oh, God, this is deep. You're going to hate this. What's the most pain you've ever been in that wasn't physical?
Oof. Oh.
I would say my parents' divorce.
I would say feeling like you're not good enough for somebody. And feeling, stop.
I'm just smiling.
I heard her gums come out.
It's like, wait, is this for like your old boy?
Yeah, just in dating, I feel like it's dating in general is hard because you yourself, you want to think you're so amazing. Everyone tells you you're so amazing. Mm-hmm. And then when whoever you are giving the time of day to doesn't give you the time of day, you're like, but wait, like, why am I not good enough? Why
dating
are you giving that to someone
else? Out of you.
It's horrible. And I feel like that it took me a long time to realize that it was never that I wasn't not good enough for someone. They just weren't the right person for me.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm.
What would you, just curious, what would y'all say?
2020.
Mm.
Oh, really?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Elaborate, though.
Literally the entire fucking year.
More than COVID, but more than COVID. Like, you just
more
had a lot
than
of personal
COVID,
things going on.
Like, my anxiety at the time, like, I've never experienced that in my life. Like,
see, I thought that was just you normal.
I
didn't realize.
I remember after you moved out and we would talk about my anxiety, you're like, yeah, I don't know if you can handle this or like different things, right? And I'd be like, no, I can. Like, that's fine. And then it took me forever to realize that you thought that was normal.
Yeah, I
was
normal.
Like, no, that was like 1 year. Like, that's why I was tweaking every single day. And it was so bad that it started to feel physical, which was like the whole other like route to it or level to it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What about you?
I would have to agree. I would say COVID and just, like, the uncertainty, like, not seeing you guys, like, in the beginning sucked.
Yeah, you were actually, like, by yourself.
Yeah, I was, like, dead alone. It was, like, very, like, depressing.
Yeah.
And then, like, also, like, my job was, like, furloughed, so I was, like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
So it was just, like, oof. Hello.
Oof.
Yeah.
Okay.
Deep.
Ollie.
Oh! You will not answer this.
Here we go.
What is your first love's name and the reason you fell in love with him slash her?
So who is she?
Honestly,
you can
I don't
say
know.
The first letter of their name.
I don't know.
Have you been in love?
I wouldn't say real love. I would not say that. I mean, I don't think like high school relationships are like truth tea.
But did you think you were in love? At the time?
I did, but then, like, now being, like, so much older, like, it wasn't that, you know, like, you think it's your whole world,
mm-hmm.
but it's really not. Like, especially, like, seeing my friends in, like, real relationships, I'm like, damn, that's real love over there.
Did you consider that your first love, though?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, I consider my high school relationship my first love. Yeah.
Do you think your high school relationship was your first love?
Oh, 1,000%.
Remy?
Do you think Cal's mine?
Really?
I agree.
Yeah. Because it's real love for Cal and I versus like anything from the past.
I feel like at this age, if I was in a relationship, I would consider that my first love.
Oh,
but that's just how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I guess I haven't.
Ooh, he's single.
You should pitch yourself. Maybe someone's watching.
Date me, please. I'm so alone.
He can be
I'm
big or little spoon, whichever you want.
Either way, a little
Alicia
spoon.
Can
he's,
vouch.
He's a little spoon.
He's a little spoon.
Just trying to get you the right, you know, we're vetting the right people. We
actually,
need.
I do cuss a little.
Actually, I do cuss a little. Probably cuss. Okay, Teeks. Ooh, what do you crave more of?
I was about to say something pizza. So inappropriate.
Pizza. Dick.
NBA players.
What do I crave more of?
Any sort of ball.
I feel like this is gonna sound so like dramatic. Like outdoor, like nature, outdoor sober fun.
Mm.
Okay.
Like going to the beach, like being active. You know what I crave more of? Not feeling stressed, like I have to do something. Like the feeling where I'm like actually relaxing or on vacation. Like I'm always trying to like find time to relax. I feel like I never fully get there.
Totally.
So I'm always craving agree. That.
Yeah. Like even exactly when I'm on vacation, like I'm like, oh, I could be getting ahead on this.
Yeah.
Me.
Or whatever. So I crave like a
brainless.
I crave time where I'm having so much fun. I just forget about what I'm stressed out about.
Totally.
I guess. Yeah. Does that make any sense?
No, absolutely. Yeah.
You need
a
vacation, honey.
Yeah. I'd say that. Probably.
Good answer. Yeah. I think we all.
I completely
and
agree.
Pizza.
I
think,
yeah.
And men.
And dick.
And balls.
Yeah. And balls. Yeah.
Basketballs.
Yeah. Basketballs. Footballs. Yeah.
Alicia Marie.
Yes.
The Alicia Marie. When was the last time you surprised yourself? And not just in the bedroom.
I was like, where is he going with this question?
I know.
Question?
Like, keep going.
Last time I surprised myself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I don't know.
The last time you looked in the mirror?
This morning. Like, what's...
I would say your social life.
Oh, that's actually good. I feel like I've gotten way better at that. Even, I mean, this doesn't really go, but it kind of does. When we went to that Rolling Stones event, it was the first event where I literally, like I wasn't nervous to go to. And I was like, I was like, oh, I'm supposed to be here. Like, I didn't feel any, like, weirdness. Like,
oh,
I was very, very, very comfortable. So I guess that shocked me in a way. Yeah. Being like,
that's
oh, my amazing. God. Like,
big.
I didn't expect
that. You have social anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sly.
I was like, welcome to my estate.
Alicia walking in. I'm the newcomer.
I'm here, everyone.
Just getting photographers. Okay, that's a good one.
That was really good.
Is there a feeling you miss?
I don't know. I guess a sense of community. I feel like there hasn't been, like, a lot of, like, events and stuff. Like, it just started reopening. Like, I feel like DragCon was, like, a nice sense for me to have, like, a feeling of community.
Yeah.
Like, people who, like, all enjoy something in the same room and, like, they're all there for like the love of something.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's something that COVID has like taken away.
Yes. Mm. That's really good.
Yeah.
What's been the best compliment a stranger has ever given you?
Oh my God. I know exactly. One time I went to Starbucks and I walked in and there was like a bunch of people in front of me, but I remember the cashier like made eye contact with me when I walked in. And I was like, oh, okay, like, whatever. I was, like, on my phone. And then I got out to the thing, and I started talking to them. And they were like, can I just tell you something? And I was like, what? And they were like, you radiate such great energy. Like, ooh, you, like, when I you walked that. In, like, blah, 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 blah. Like, you lit up the room. Like, people aww. Were, like, I could tell you brought a good energy. And I was like, it literally, I remember going and telling Peyton, because I was downtown. And I was like, that just made my day. And it, like, literally, I don't know. It sticks with me now yeah. when I go into places. I'm like, like, have a good attitude. Like,
it
you never know.
It makes you want to say more things that you're thinking. Because, yeah. like, clearly that mm-hmm. stuck with you this long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's mm-hmm. so many times I'm like, oh, that girl looks, like, really pretty. Or, like, her dress is super yeah. cute. Like, wanting to, you know, like, letting them
talking,
know.
And I was just talking. I think I was just talking to, like, random people in the Starbucks. And he was so nice.
Love that.
I agree. That. Whenever you walk in, there's, like, this aura. Mm-hmm. You guys you. All really have it.
Thank you.
You too, babe.
I know.
Alicia Marie. What is a compliment you wish you received more frequently?
Ooh.
There's not a compliment I don't give her.
I will. That is so true.
There's definitely not. I'm going to write down whatever she said.
Yeah. What is it?
Okay, with taking all out of it.
Do you guys have ones? What do you wish people?
She doesn't get enough.
No,
what
for you.
What do you wish you were complimented on more?
I feel like people don't say I'm nice enough.
Go off, baby.
Everyone listening to this episode.
I'm so sorry. Ollie's so nice.
No, I try so hard to be so nice to everyone.
No, you
just
are.
Like,
you are very nice
also,
to everyone.
Also, you're ride or die. Like, yeah. You're
like
loyal as fuck.
Oh my God, I love this. Keep it going.
No, I feel like you're hard to read. Like, it's hard yeah. to, you're like so sarcastic that it's like hard to understand when you're actually being like yeah. nice versus being silly.
I'm always being silly. I'm a silly
goose. Do you know what I mean? But like, I feel like I just now have you figured out.
Yeah.
So that's it's like why it's hard.
We're like personality opposites. Yeah, I feel
we
like.
Couldn't be more different.
Yeah. But I love it.
Yeah.
You're the white version of me. She's a white cis version of me. And I love it.
Sure.
Just
no,
silly
totally.
Goose.
Just silly goose. Goose. Okay. You actually don't think you're told that? Or you wish
enough.
People told you that more?
Yeah. Okay. Remy told me it recently, I think.
I did.
Yeah, she was like, you're so nice. But I forget what it was about.
It was like slight sarcasm, but I meant it. I did. It was about what we were talking about was being funny.
Yeah.
Okay, what about you? Is there anything you wish people would compliment?
I feel fulfilled. Thank you.
Oh,
no,
really?
Answer.
Damn.
No, I do. I really do.
Really?
Yeah, because I only care about being nice and people tell me I'm nice. So yeah. That's all I care about.
Alicia really looks
May
like
I
she's seen
in?
Some things.
Yeah. I think you get a lot of compliments about superficial characteristics, but I feel like you could use more about your heart.
That's what. So the first thing that came to my mind, which it like it's gonna sound weird, but the thing is people are thankful and stuff. But I feel like I know I'm very like gracious with certain things, or like
the things that you do that you are so gracious to do were appreciated in a little bit more of a vocal way.
Yeah, I sometimes wish people would like vocalize more. Sometimes when they're just like, no, seriously, like, thank you so much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Versus just,
Alicia
like, being
Marie,
excited.
Thank you so
but
much.
But it's also hard because you're not doing it for the thanks.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I get
yeah.
that.
You,
I get that
yeah,
push
yeah,
and
yeah.
pull. I understand.
I was just talking to Taryn about this on my last podcast because I asked her the same question because
yes.
I thought it was so interesting when I found this. And I said something similar, basically, which is interesting because it's what I give. So
yeah.
that's so interesting that you
yeah.
say that. I was saying, like, all the time, I feel like I'm the cheerleader. I'm gassing
yeah.
people up. And I wish people would, like, appreciate it more because, like, I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Or I wish people would return
they
the favor to me.
They just think it's, like, normal, yeah.
Because they think because I'm so happy I'm gassing people
yeah.
up. I'm, like, the positive girly that, like, I don't need that.
Yeah.
Or that it's not appreciated.
Yeah.
And, like, because I'm still constantly putting in effort, even though it's natural to me.
Yeah.
I wish people would appreciate it more. I'd be like, hey,
yeah.
actually, thank you for gassing me up. Like,
yeah.
I needed that.
Even the text message
I
you
agree.
Sent Rem and I after all the festivals, like, that meant so much, and I didn't even know that I needed that.
Yeah,
you just
I
like being genuinely like, no, thank you so much, you guys work hard, blah blah blah. And I'm like people say we work hard, but like it just stuck
I know,
extra.
I
you
agree.
Know what I mean?
And it sinks in deeper.
And that's literally why I sent it, because
yeah.
I was like, they don't get told this enough.
Yeah,
and
no,
I get
so
on a
much.
Way smaller scale how you feel.
Yeah,
especially when you have the means to help someone and you're happy to do it, and you don't have expectations for them.
Yeah,
by the end of the day, it means so much when they exceed your expectations.
And you can tell they're being genuine.
When they exceed your yeah. expectations with appreciation.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Okay.
Probably fog.
Ollie started Holly. To pull. Because that was to me.
Yeah.
Last one of level two.
Oh, yeah.
You.
I think me.
This is kind of deep. What is a dream that you have let go of?
Ooh. Interesting question.
I mean, I have like a funny answer. I don't really have a dream yet. Like being a veterinarian was a dream. But I have
good.
No desire to because I thought they just played with animals all day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you that would day not, I found out. Nope, would not
so
do
you're let going.
Job.
You let go of it.
I let go of that in like middle school. I don't really have a dream yet that I've let go
you
of.
You could say
fully.
I'm a dreamer.
You may
I think that's a good one. The vet.
I'm a dreamer.
A dream
Thank
that really I've good. Let go of is you watching Drag Race.
Yeah, that. Okay. We can take that.
What's been your happiest memory this past year?
I would say weekend two of Coachella with you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it during Brockhampton? Because I was like getting
no.
that.
I was not well.
You were not.
Here's a photo.
I was so
funny.
Bad. You did put it in.
I wanted to post it so bad.
Post it. It's so funny.
Literally, Brockhampton has
literally
a rally
zoom
crowd,
in on me. It's so
people
funny.
People were passing out. Ollie
I was scared.
Could not have been wanting to be anywhere else.
I
but
did
there.
Not want to be there. And I knew we were trapped. That's why I was so like.
There's a photo I like took wide and we're all in it and like really and Alicia and I look so cute and Ollie.
I look please put it in. Someone's
possessed.
Can.
He's like.
No.
He looks
no,
like
I was
he
like
was
this.
Someone who was just standing by. Like he looks like pissed. Like he wasn't part of our group. Just like so mad dog.
Like why are these girls
why am I
photos?
In the photo? Yeah.
Like, enjoy the fucking music.
Yeah, literally.
There's, like, this TikTok and it's, like, you storing your anxious friend, and it's them like this. And then, like, the camera turned on them, and they're like, that was me during Brockhampton.
Literally.
Okay, but weekend two, what specifically?
I would say, okay, so I loved weekend one, and I loved, like, how it was, like, a big group, but, like, there was something special about it just being the four of us.
Yeah.
And, like, we, like, didn't care. We didn't care what time we got there. We just kind of vibed, and it was really fun.
Yeah.
And special.
Were there any
and
moments
you
for you that were really fun?
Honestly, all of it.
Aww.
Holly Puck.
I loved when we were just fucking drunk in the VIP area.
Yeah. Same.
And we all
and the hoodies.
It. I'm in the hoodies. Like,
yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was great.
With the fucking
we were unhinged.
Yo. I was being stupid.
We were influencers in the wild.
Oh, the
yeah.
comments
that's
on
what
that blog.
Mama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Everyone
lollipops.
Was like, you guys. Yeah, it was so funny.
Yeah. That was
I,
so
you know
funny.
What I also loved? In-N-Out.
Yeah. Oh, that was a moment.
So
and us leaving
good.
A day early. That was iconic.
That
yeah.
was great.
Yeah.
Needed
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Honestly, I liked listening to Miley in the car, too.
Yeah, that was really yeah. fun. Just everything about it.
Probably fuck. Okay.
Yeah, probably fuck.
I think you're asking me.
Good job, Remy.
Thank you.
I'm finally getting it now. So good for you. What are you more afraid of, failure or success?
Ooh, I just answered this.
That's
and
so
why?
Good.
Success.
Ooh.
Why?
I just answered this on the Taryn pod. I feel like I'm not going to fail. Like, that's how I feel. Mm. I'm, like, not scared
well,
of
you
failure.
Aren't.
I'm scared of when I get to where I want to be, what the fork I'm going to do next.
Mm.
That's such an unpopular answer.
Yeah.
I'm scared about if I'm going to be happy
it won't
when
be
I reach.
Or
yeah.
something. Yeah.
Because I
like
know
Billie
me,
Eilish
and I won't
song.
Be fulfilled.
Well, and it nothing will fill.
Yeah. And that I'm way. That type of girly that,
yeah.
like, I feel like I hit a lot of goal. I recently have hit a lot of goals, and I'm like, okay, now what? Or I'm,
yeah.
like, not satisfied. Or it's hard for me to enjoy. Especially because my chapter, like, my goal, what's a big goal for me is such, like, a small goal for people I'm surrounded with.
Mm-hmm.
So it, like, feels stupid to celebrate my,
no.
like, tiny victories.
No, that's literally mm-hmm. how I feel.
Yeah.
Even, aww. Like, in, like, the corporate world, it's like, we've had an event. I'm like, okay, next event.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
It's unfulfilling.
Yeah. So I feel like
or
I'm
like milestones.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, okay.
Exactly. So I guess I'm trying to, or that scares me a lot more than failure because I'm like, I won't fail.
Yeah, same.
What's your father's name and tell me one thing about him?
Ooh, my dad's name is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. I've never talked about this, but he was diagnosed with cancer and, beat it.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, where is this going?
I was like, I've never talked about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was something else that happened in 2020.
Damn.
Yeah. Life sucks.
It, yeah.
It was a minor case.
Yes.
He wasn't on his deathbed.
No.
Which I feel like we need to disclose to the audience. But still a huge thing.
Yeah. Go Jay.
And huge scare for anyone being involved.
Yeah.
But he killed it.
He's good.
And
he's chilling.
He's like,
he's chilling.
Now he bikes all the
time. He used to be a wedding photographer.
That's cool.
That's where I get a lot of my creative. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's where I get. And then his grandpa was also in photography. So all those old cameras I have were my great grandpa's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very
and
cool.
He bikes all the time now. A legacy. Which is crazy because
Marie legacy.
He had cancer. Yeah.
Yeah.
A legacy.
Yeah. So I get creative side from my mom and my dad, which is interesting. I think a lot of people think it's just my mom. Mm-hmm.
You should be in a girl group.
You know, that was a dream that I let go of.
Mine. Being a K-pop star. I forgot about that.
Edit that back
yes,
to that.
Yes, I forgot about that.
Dad. Maybe we could still do it.
We could do it.
Wait.
Should we do a mall tour?
Wait.
You easily could.
Absolutely.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Level three. What do you think I fear the most besides the ocean?
Whoa. Oh, you fear? Oh, I think losing your mom.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Sorry.
I just know you guys
Holy
are close.
Shit.
I think I would kill myself.
I know because we're on the phone and then you hang up on me to talk to her, obviously.
Yeah.
But you guys
talk to her
so
literally
close.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I talk to my mom every day too. Wait, what do you think you guys fear the most?
I think losing a parent.
Yeah.
Or oh my God. Family member.
I think I fear like being like never finding the one.
Oh, you what? Will? Are you kidding?
That's my biggest fear.
Really?
Yeah. Yay.
You absolutely
I feel
will.
Like my parents' divorce like forked me up.
Mm.
Like I'm like, I don't know. It scares me.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yo. There's so many.
What do you think?
First, I was like, yes, like losing a parent, like getting older, it's been weird coming to that time where I'm like, oh, I'm like, hey, text me when you get home. Like very right. like aware yeah. of how fragile they are,
yeah.
even with my dad and everything. But because that's like inevitable, I feel like that's not my biggest yeah. fear.
Right.
I also, to like jump in, I had someone similar, like close parental figure kind of pass away.
Yeah.
And like, obviously it was the worst thing ever, but it's not my biggest fear, which is weird because I got a taste of it,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
I think for me, that's like a huge, 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 huge fear of mine. But also what I think about is like, I am scared of death personally. I don't like thinking about how I could die. But even more than that, me dying, I'll be, you know, not here. More so like my mom and dad being around without me being around. Like, I think that's truly one of the most heartbreaking things is when a parent outlives their kid.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing I think about too.
If you go, I go.
That scares me more.
We're going together.
Me dying scares me more than my parent. Like,
I agree.
The pain my parent would feel with me dying scares me more than my parent dying.
That's so interesting.
I agree completely.
I feel that
I'm
a lot.
Complete opposite.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Like, you don't think your parents would be more hurt with them? I feel like my parents would rather die than see me die
first.
Yeah. That's
I agree
what I mean.
With that. Okay, got it.
So, okay, biggest fear though, you think being alone?
But see, I've already like accepted that, so it's not like the biggest fear to me either.
So what is your biggest fear?
Spiders.
She literally loves her.
I know you don't like bugs.
Biggest actual fear would be like, speaking of death, walking in on someone who had passed.
Oh my God.
Like,
oh,
that
no.
is something.
Oh my God, that makes me want to throw up.
I think that's one, just traumatic. It happens all the time, obviously.
I always think about Courtney and Kim.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She was getting,
oh, my God. Oh, no. Intruder fucking that shit. That shit is my biggest fear.
Well, and she, when Kim was on that interview and she was saying, like, I was just thinking
about Courtney finding me. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That makes me throw up. Okay. So that.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Level 3.
I hate us.
Reflection.
Okay.
Reflection.
So, TK, why do you think we met? And I'm curious, like, not just because we're friends with Alicia and Remy, but I want, like, the spiritual answer.
I was going to go there.
Yeah.
I think we met because you opened my eyes to to giving people that I wouldn't necessarily think I would be close with or could provide, like, so much value or insight or just an outlook on life. Like, I honestly never... probably in a million years would have given our friendship as much as it is a chance if it weren't for them, if you like weren't as close with them. And I feel like you have opened my eyes up to like any type of person like ever could maybe be like my next really close, not necessarily best friend, but like really, really good friend or like, or a best friend for a season or I don't know. I feel like you've really opened my eyes to like someone that isn't just like me can be, I can be really, really close with.
People can surprise you.
like I can understand and like, I don't know. I feel like we're literally polar opposite, but like I have the utmost respect for you. I've learned so much from you. I feel like we disagree a lot and it's healthy to be like, I actually disagree with that.
Yeah.
Like how many times I disagree or you disagree with me. And I think that's healthy because sometimes I feel like it's easier for me to just be with people that I'm so similar to. And I disagree with everything about.
Especially like coming from like a small town, like that's all you grew up with, like similar people, similar background. So it's like you coming to LA, you're like experiencing like the melting pot. Mm-hmm.
And you're experiencing Florida.
And I also I don't want to speak for you, but I also feel like I've taught or you things that you would have normally never been interested in or
sports, golf course, golf field.
Yeah, today,
I didn't know that.
Always like we should go on the golf field. I was like, it's a course band.
Exactly.
I did not see that.
I was like, course
band. But that's like how opposite
we are. He was like, it's grass.
I
was like, it's a course. He was like, but the field.
Golf field.
He goes, Alicia, I can take pictures in the field. I go, it's a course band.
That's so fucking funny.
What do you think? Do you think similar?
No, I feel exactly the same.
Yeah. Like you've totally like opened so my much. Eyes to like anyone that I don't think I would click with, like can still provide value, can still
opposites
be interesting.
Attract.
I don't know. It's just
You've
really taught me a lot.
Yeah. I think like for me, like even like with all my friends, like all my friends are so like diverse, like personality and everything. Like I just love like collecting like different people who are like their little own characters.
Tamagotchis.
Yeah.
Also,
it's so fun.
It's
so fun.
Also, the other thing to jump off of is you can find common ground with pretty much anyone. I think it's,
I feel like also different friends, like, scratch a different need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like I get something from, like, different friendships, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I think it's good to have different perspective, too, people in your
life. If I want to get fed, I go to Remy's.
Ellie has, like, friends that are crazy.
I do.
And he's like, I love it. They scratch my crazy side.
Yeah. Like, when I feel too normal, I hang out with my crazy friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when I want to be normal again, I hang out with
when
you guys.
When I want to be with my crazy friends, I hang out with you.
Yeah. We're silly together.
So
me and TK, I bring out your unhinged side.
I feel like I'm pretty unhinged too, though.
Yeah.
Like, without Ollie.
I feel like...
You bring out a different unhinged side.
I was going to say it's a different side.
Yeah.
I bring out your WeHo on the inside. Yeah. I bring out your
Slay
Mama.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like that's good.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Okay. I guess everyone can answer. What do you think my weakness is?
I have a good one. Not thinking you're good enough.
That's what I was just going to say. You just like doubting yourself.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say earlier when the question was,
I know when I couldn't think of it.
Yeah, there was, and I was like, you just being so hard on yourself.
Yeah,
like you,
the pressure,
like putting yourself down, being like, I'm not good enough, or like, oh, like I won't get. I'm like,
not celebrating the milestones.
What? Like what?
What do you think? Do you disagree?
I agree. I'm trying to think of something different though. I think putting so much into everybody else.
Mm.
I think you put so much into everyone and then don't leave enough for yourself, or don't like you're always doing everything and going to all these events and doing and thin. Like working with her, working with like your stuff. I feel like you need to take more time to just spend time with yourself away from work, just being with yourself.
Yeah,
I'm the same
way. That scares me personally. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Oh,
I love this. What can we create together?
A girl group.
Life.
Yes.
A podcast.
Did you say life?
Memories. Memories.
Babies.
Babies.
We are babies.
Let me get the turkey baster.
If you guys didn't find the one by like the time you're like 40, would you guys consider having kids together?
Yeah.
I would just adopt.
No,
for him. I was going to say, I personally
don't think I'm
like, yeah. I mean, yeah. If we're
if
alone,
you wanted like a biological kid.
I could actually see you guys doing that.
Yeah. But y'all would.
I really could see it.
I think
me and Alicia will date too.
We wouldn't fuck.
I mean, probably fuck.
Just spoon.
So much cheaper.
Not fuck, just spoon.
Very true.
Okay, I would like everyone to answer this about me. What about me most surprised you?
Ooh, okay. You want me to be honest? Okay.
Oh, here we go. That she won't have anal.
I know.
Did that really surprise you?
Yes.
I know.
Oh.
As an ally who spoke at Pride, it did.
Mr. Miashin's the nicest soul you'll ever meet in life.
Everyone knows this. They watch the vlogs.
But when she's pissed,
she packs up the board game.
And I feel grateful that I know not many people see that side of you, and I feel so grateful you feel comfortable enough to let me see that side of you, but like, damn.
Really?
Yeah, you will cut a bitch.
I would let Remy beat my ass.
Same.
Yeah.
Honestly, same.
Yeah. It would be kind of cute.
With a fucking spatula.
Yeah. Like Daisy and Momo watching, but it feels kind of good.
She has good knives.
Yeah.
Super kinky.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How many chances you gave your ex-best friend?
Oh. Whoa. That doesn't surprise me.
No, because she's so nice.
No.
Exactly.
It was
until
a lot.
I wasn't anymore.
I guess how many chances you give people? Like, even, like, your ex-guy.
Oh, I know.
I was like, damn. The 40th time. Damn. It's going to happen again. Next day, it happens again.
Until it's done, though. Then when it's done, deep. It's done.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I agree.
Okay. Not, like, standing up. For your fucking self. For your forking self.
Me?
Yeah. Oh.
I'd say you've gotten better at it.
Yeah, you should have seen me a few years ago.
Yeah.
You know what
it
I mean?
Was way worse. Yeah.
Like, when the time, I guess when the time comes, like, more so. Like, I would expect you to more.
Mm. Which is funny, because in the business work side, I see you do it a lot.
Interesting.
Ooh, okay, this one's good. This one everyone can answer, I guess. What parts of yourself do you see in me? That's cool.
Whoa. That is really cool.
That's a good question.
I love that.
The last one I have is kind of random. It's literally Netflix recommendations.
Oh, I know. I feel like all of the, like, YouTube feelings and, like, animosity I feel towards, like, trying to balance, like, having a real job and then also, like, having a 9-to-5 and then also trying to be, like, that bitch on YouTube and, like, knowing that I'm capable of being a good-ass YouTuber, but, like, it's hard to execute when I don't have time.
Right.
And, like, just, I see, like, so much
we
of your struggle.
Other.
Like, I see so much of myself in, like, what you'll complain to me about or explain to me. Like, I'm like, that's literally me.
Yeah.
So
we are living the same
life. And, like,
life.
I see your potential and, like, how it's hard to execute that.
Yeah.
It's way easier said than done.
Yeah.
That
I agree.
I mean, we're like the same.
Yeah.
I feel like both of us are such, like, we don't let people in, but when we let you in, like, we are loyal. Like,
yeah. True.
Like, friends are family.
Yeah.
So I feel like you and I just get each other that way.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we just get each other on reading other people. We're always like, did you get a weird vibe from them? You're like, yes. Yeah. And I'm like, same.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Remy and I are like, Remy's like,
I can't read.
Remy and I like them.
Yeah, we're like, they're so nice.
I'm like, go ahead and like
and
them.
And then 2 months later, we're always right.
This is us.
Hmm. We'll just wait. But yeah, I have
sometimes
to go to lunch
sometimes we're
with
right.
Them.
Why not give people a chance?
I can't think of one person. You
hey,
guys
I'd rather give someone a chance than not.
Absolutely.
Well,
I think we have very similar interests in everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true.
You guys are just very similar.
Yeah, we are very similar. We have like
the
same brain.
We don't have any interests. You guys have a lot of interests.
Two brain cells just holding hands.
Beaming. There's one very obvious thing, but I'll say it for the end.
Between you and I?
Yeah.
Oh. Loving Cal.
Yep.
I knew it was going to be that.
I was like, hello?
I think literally just like same brain. Like we function the same. We think the same. We finish each other's sentences.
We lay down together.
Yes.
Yeah. The interest is so, I feel like I have more interest with Alicia. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We just vibe.
Yeah. We're just two little Korean girls.
Absolutely. Annyeong.
Annyeong.
What am I most qualified to give advice about? I know.
Oh, I got an extra one.
Y'all can
so
answer.
Sorry, will you read it
what
again?
Am I most qualified to give advice about?
Ooh.
I mean, golf, Midwest.
Golf.
Juggling cheer. A 9-to-5 and a full-time hobby on the side.
There's not many people who
like
work
getting a
for
career.
Them. And have,
Yeah, networking is a good one, too.
Making welcome
friends.
To my podcast, Making Moves. Literally. Yes. My credibility source.
Okay, I know what y'all are going to say. Based on what you learned about me today, does my social media accurately reflect who I am, why or why not?
No.
Yeah.
I feel like damn near, but no.
Yeah. I feel like your videos for sure more because it's more your personality. But like just like thinking your Instagram, I'm like, it's like very IG Patty, but you're just like so cool and funny.
I think
and
you're I way like more you complex than any of your social media leads on.
I agree.
Oh, that's
like
complex.
You're so cool and effortless.
That. Yeah. I think even vlogs and things like they see a lot of whatever you like, they see what you put out, but there's so much more to you and so much
like
more
the deeper.
So like you have a lot more to say.
Yeah,
you just don't say it on the internet.
Even a vlog, even more than Pretty Basic. Like I feel like you just have so much to say and so many layers that people. And it's hard because you want to keep some things private to yourself too. Mm-hmm. And there's still, I feel like there's even things that you don't even know about yourself, but we see it.
Yeah,
you're like a secret it girl. Mm-hmm. That's like the vibe I get. Like you're the most underrated it girl.
Oh well, thank you so much.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
I do.
T,
you're that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know.
Slay,
mama.
Yeah.
Okay, what would make you feel closer to me?
Cuddles.
I think one-on-one time.
I would love that.
I feel like I never get one-on-one time with Remy.
No.
Oh.
I feel like sometimes when I'm like, hey, how are you? You'll be like, oh, no, so good. And I'm like, no, I want you to be like, I'm feeling like shit right now. Like, you tell me a lot of things after the fact. You're like, I'm good now. Or, like, you always want to reassure me.
Mm.
I'm fine. Like, now I'm good. Don't worry. I had a moment, but I'm fine now. And I'm like, no, I want you to call me in those moments
like
when you're
through
like.
The mud.
Which you do. But really, I feel like as
that
a
too.
Whole.
I think it's nothing against you or anybody.
Yeah.
It's like, I like to disassociate and pretend like it's not happening.
I feel like you also never want us worrying about you.
What'd you say?
You don't want us worrying about you. So you're like, I'm fine. Trust me. I'm okay. And I'm like, no. I get. I mean, of course you're fine. But like,
I want you to work on that. I will.
Babe, we can't possibly get closer. We like unless we're fucking.
Okay, true.
Like I think Cal and you are like here, and we're like. Right. Like, there's like a grain of sand, and it's because you and Cal fuck.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only difference between our relationship.
It only weighs a grain of sand.
Yeah. That's the only difference between our relationship
no,
and yours and
that's
Cal.
Funny.
I agree.
Like, we're soulmates as well.
Yeah.
Probably fuck.
It's hilarious. Okay, go ahead.
Give your partner a compliment you don't think they hear enough. So, like, everyone, I could say a compliment for all of you guys.
Yes.
So cute.
Okay.
Tell me.
I think Remy doesn't get told enough how, like, the thing is, Remy is probably one of the most selfless people I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you don't get told enough. Like, it's like the little things. Like, you always, like, grab someone a coffee or you'll make them a dinner
or
if they're sick. You'll get them a basket.
She rips off their stickers on their luggage.
Yeah,
she does that. Or you ran, like, she folded Ashley's laundry the other day just because she was
like,
sitting in there.
Her love language is so, like, meaningful. And
just
I feel
because
like,
you want to do it doesn't mean
people like,
shouldn't appreciate it.
I hope
it.
You know that you're very appreciated.
Thank you.
By all of us. So
I agree with that.
Similar
thank you, baby.
To Remy, I think Alicia is very generous, and I feel like people don't realize, like, Alicia does so much for us in particular. Like, she gives us so much, like, advice and, like,
her mind.
Just, like, business tea And like this information is so like invaluable. Like, girl, we're so fucking lucky. Yeah.
Can like, I chime in for a second?
Yeah.
I feel like I truly don't feel like I'm not complimented enough, complimented enough on what you just said. Like,
yeah.
I feel like everybody is very well aware, like whether they're watching the podcast or like in this room, they're like, oh, Remy's so nice. Like, she does so much. But you do just as much for people. And I feel like you don't get enough love for that.
Yeah.
I really, really do.
Yeah.
I think. Also, though, people, like, just because they expect things, like, oh, because Alicia has money. Oh, same with Remy. But, like, also because Remy's good at cooking. Like, people expect you to cook.
Yeah.
And, like, I think even me, like, I'm like, oh, I forget, like, she's still slaving in the kitchen. Just because she likes it doesn't mean that I don't need to, like, offer to help. Appreciate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, appreciate it as much as I don't know. I feel like it's become an expectation sometimes.
Yeah.
That needs, same with me when I'm, like, gassing people up. It's, like, an expectation that you want to be appreciated for.
Yeah.
Especially just because you have money doesn't mean you need to buy everyone around drinks every time.
Yeah.
Mm. Or at least if you're going to do that and you're happy to do that, be appreciative.
Mm. Yeah.
Show your appreciation in different ways or whatever.
Period.
Agree.
Also, your fashion taste, very fucking underrated.
Mm-hmm.
The girls in general, Alicia Marie is a fucking fashion girly. I said it here today.
Mm-hmm. Did I not just...
Yeah.
Take a note of her clothing. Like,
right now.
She puts effort.
She doesn't need a stylist. Yeah. She uses a stylist for convenience.
Yeah. Exactly.
She doesn't need one, though.
Literally.
She has a great fashion
sense. Alicia knows
all
like, the weird-ass niche stores I send her. She's like, oh, yeah, I have a shirt from there. I'm like, yeah, you do.
Literally.
Okay.
That's so true.
So, TK. Oh, no. I was going to say, like, you work so hard. But, like, we already fucking know you have a whole fucking podcast about it. It's your fucking brand. So I'm going to think of something better. I feel like you... I don't know. This is going to be a weird way to put it. But, like how you were saying with me, like, I feel like you always give people a chance. And, like, you're always, like, the first to, like, help people out, network with them, tag them, like, put them in your shit, and, like, really, like, pay it forward.
Mm.
And I feel like you learned a lot of that through even, like, Alicia and Remy. Like, you're always paying it forward. And, like, even, like, before I even posted online, like, I was on your podcast. And I didn't even, like, have a following. So it's just, like, that just shows your character. And, like, you always, like, make a point to, like...
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like people also don't realize that about you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're always, like, trying to, like, help, like, upcoming creators. And, like, I see you, like, with the other lifestyle girlies. The micros. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like TK is, like, the Alicia of the micros. I'm putting it out there. It's true. Probably fuck. Is that rude
she
to
loved
say?
That. She literally loved that.
No, I was just
it's
dying
true.
To know you're so uncomfortable.
I,
right
hate
now.
I know they're gonna hate that I said that, but it's true. Look at the material.
TK's the Regina
I'm
George.
Nice. I know. No one tells me that I'm nice enough.
TK's the Regina George of the micros.
Yeah. Listen, being nice and an honest person is synonymous?
Yeah.
Synonymous.
Yeah.
Synonymous.
Being honest is not mean.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that just that I agree with that though.
I
like
hate you.
Just because someone still shouts me out and I want to, doesn't mean I can't show my like overly show my appreciation for that. Yeah, I agree. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I think also if someone's like, oh, I really like tennis, you'll be like, oh my god, I know this person that can like help you with this and blah blah blah. Like
she's
so willing to help.
And no, I feel
she
like I don't realize I never even expect anyone, but when they're like, oh my god, thank you so much. Like when I've gotten people jobs and they're like, no, thank you so much. Or I've had people Venmo me or ask to take me to dinner because I've done that. And that means so much because it does take me time and effort.
And it's a big deal. And the thing is like since you guys do it so much, you don't realize like you're doing it. And then like when someone like actually like it's like, oh my god, like you helped me so much, then you're like,
I do appreciate it. I guess the lesson from this is appreciate when people do things for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm gonna be so much more aware of all
of
you.
Because we do it so effortlessly.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Wild card, give each other nicknames. Auntie, Leash, Oliver.
I love it.
I don't know.
Take my name and make it longer. Nickname.
The big O.
I hate it.
Oh, the little O.
Tiny O.
Skinny
as a needle.
I'm
skinny
floating
as a needle.
Someone get her.
Skinny as a needle O. Okay.
That's like big.
Wait, what?
Ain't nothing big about
you got
me.
A new,
You got a new nickname for me?
They have a new one for me.
Teeks.
I love Teeks.
It's cute.
It's so cute.
Yours is Auntie.
I feel like I only call you Teeks when we're hanging out as friends. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah. I call you Juice.
I love it. Oh, yeah, you do
Juice.
Call me Juice.
Juice is
so
cute.
Does Ashley.
Nice little differentiation.
Oh, yeah.
Separation. On the weekend, I'm like, Teeks. Yeah.
Okay.
How would you?
At 5'1".
1 minute. I'm like, oh, she's leaving the podcast. Literally. No, Teeks.
I would say Teeks is my favorite
nickname.
People
Teeks is fun.
It's cute.
It's just so catchy.
How would you describe me to a stranger?
You know you're going to love my answer.
Fucking the literal smartest person I've ever met in my entire life, and you'll all never get a piece of that.
And you'll never get a piece of
that.
A down bitch.
Oh, bitch.
A down bitch.
But what's funny is with our friendship, like, you just thought that was normal until I was like, no, you don't realize, like, you brought that out of me.
I had no idea. You're like an undercover secret down bitch.
When we first met, you'd be like, want to do this? I'd be like, yeah. Yeah.
Undercover.
And you'd be like, okay. And I'm like, you don't understand. Like, I've been, for years, I was waiting for anyone to ask me to do shit. I'd be like, do you want to go get fucked up? I've never asked, but you'd be like, let's go out. I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
You're like, finally, I'm
finally.
That is true. Yeah. You're down. You're a dumb bitch.
Wait, what was the question?
How would you describe me to a stranger?
The Alicia Marie, the icon, the celebrity, the YouTuber of the year. That girl.
Forbes 30 under 30.
Forbes 30 under 30. Really fucking hot, sexy, fashion icon, underrated it girl.
Fattest ass.
Fattest ass. Mm-hmm. Rich as hell. Like, literally the richest girl I've ever known.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow.
The highest playing employer.
You shouldn't even. How do you not know Alicia Marie? Why am I describing her to you?
Can I get this audio?
I feel like you know her.
That's your alarm when you wake up in the morning.
Yes!
Alicia's love language is
crazy. Ask the question, Anne.
How would you describe me to a stranger?
That's impossible.
You don't fucking know her?
Yes.
Literally.
Say it again. Question again.
How would you describe me to a stranger?
Me on steroids.
Literally.
Yeah.
You're like the macro version of me.
Yeah.
If you could prescribe me one thing to do for the rest of this month, what would it be and why?
Oh, that's so good. That's so good.
This is a stupid answer, like a cliche answer, but like when I say go on vacation, but I mean like rest. Like, you have a lot of pressure on you in many different aspects, from like friends, family, work, whatever. And I feel like you never let yourself, like, I know it's hard to escape pressure, but I would love for you to like have a month where you have no pressure from like anyone. You're so hard on yourself.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I feel like also, even if you're like, no, I want to hang out with them, or like, no, I want, like, I don't know, something where it's literally the entire month is about you and whatever the fork you want to do when you want to do it. Mm-hmm. Almost like a vacation that's planned for you.
Oh.
I don't want you planning a thing. Like, you, it's just like, and it'll be everything you love.
That sounds
like, I feel
amazing.
Like, you need R&R.
Yeah.
Like, we need you, because when we tried to plan her birthday, it was really
a mess.
It was so bad.
It was a mess.
I got the boot for the birthday planning.
It was a mess.
It was so cute.
It's
literally
okay.
Even Cal was confused.
No, yeah. I actually love planning and hosting.
Great.
Yeah. So maybe you should. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go
next
anyway.
Year.
I would say something similar to them, like definitely like rest. I think like for you, what would be cool is like, I know you don't have, like, a lot of time to, like, immerse yourself into, like, YouTube culture. Like, I know you used to, like, love watching, like, everyone's videos, but you don't necessarily have, like, the time for that. So I think just, like, immersing yourself in, like, going to, like, a bunch of, like, new restaurants you want to try, or, like, cool foods, like, jumping into the culture, like, traveling to, like, Korea or Asia or, like, anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, jumping into that and having time for that.
Even
and like getting re-inspired for like your own content, if that makes sense.
Going off of that, even how we always say, let's have a Riverside day.
Yeah.
But like, we never schedule it because we're so busy.
Yeah.
Like, we should totally do that.
You're right.
Going off of that, with both of you, like, it stinks that you have to schedule that.
Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah,
which, of
course,
is a part of your.
Yeah.
I know what
you
you're going to say.
Throw everything off.
But I just wish that y'all could be like, tomorrow, let's just fucking do it and like cancel everything, which I know that would be more of a pain to cancel your shit.
Yeah.
I just wish that you could.
You would just get behind on everything. And
that was the one thing with delegating that, like, changed everything, because I used to do that all the time. Like, let's go to, I don't want to film today. I'll go to Disneyland or like whatever.
Yeah.
But then once you start having employees, it, like,
you can't do that.
Yeah. Like, you have bigger responsibilities.
But it's just like, it gets you more behind it. It's not worth it. But yeah, I do think we need a plan. We used to do that. I don't know. We should.
Or maybe it's like you plan a week.
I agree.
That's for that spontaneity to come out.
Like every other month.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Okay. I'm on it.
Or even a day, a month.
Definitely R&R. Like, I feel like even when you plan your fun shit, you're planning it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a pain in the ass, even if you like it.
Immerse yourself.
I didn't realize I was tired till this conversation.
She's like,
now I'm exhausted.
Just like, I'm canceling my plans tonight.
Yes, I'm going home.
What would be the perfect gift for me? I'm so easy to shop for.
Oh, I have so many. I actually already got you a birthday present, like literally in December. No. This is the small one, but I'm excited to give it to you. You're gonna
Alicia's
love it.
Gotten me some of the most perfect gifts ever. I think the most perfect gifts were my off-white cowboy boots.
So
I'm
good.
So glad you so wore cute. Those. I remember being like, is she going to wear them? You fucking
I wear them all the time.
Yeah, so good.
I also wore the fuck out of the Balenciaga bag you guys got me.
That was a good
so
one.
Cute.
That was a good
one.
I still wear it.
Yeah.
Like, do you want something like crazy or like
oh,
just
I don't
in
care.
General?
What would be the
would
perfect gift
time.
For me?
I would say more time.
Yeah.
More time
an
a
hour,
day.
Another hour
time
a day.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
Just to sleep.
I would say a vacation, bitch.
A red rhinestone license plate, oh. Even though I already gave it to you.
She's like, oh, wait, I gave it to you, and you never put it on your fucking car.
I know.
Wait, maybe a dog? Maybe this could be
oh,
your dog era.
Oh, a golden retriever.
Your dog
no,
era.
An English cream dachshund.
No.
Golden retriever. What's my dog's name?
Indy.
Indy.
Thank you. Remy.
Middle name?
Remy.
Remy.
Marie.
Anna.
Marie. Indy, Anna, Remy, Marie.
Indy,
King.
Anna, Remy, Marie.
Okay.
Indy, Anna, Remy, Marie, King.
That's actually cute.
Last question, and I actually love... Oh, wait, do you have one more?
No.
Okay, last question. I actually really like this. What can I help you with?
This is like... This is so annoying, but I think if you were more gentle on yourself...
Oh, shit.
I think it would help me because I worry about you a lot.
Alicia likes her rough, though.
She does. But in certain aspects, we can be rough. But otherwise, please be gentle. Because it makes me sad that you're so hard on yourself.
Yeah.
And you don't give yourself much leeway to... I think you're very... You put yourself into this mold of you a few years ago or whenever your mold was created. I don't know exactly when the date was.
That's true.
Mold.
But I feel like you, if you're never like that mold, if you stray away from that mold at all, you're really hard on yourself.
Mm.
And then it makes me, it's hard on me because it doesn't matter about me, but it's hard on me because I do worry about you a lot.
I feel like it stresses you out.
And it stresses me out. And then also it's like, I feel like I can't offer you anything to help you in return because I've given you the advice of which... I can, and then it doesn't help at all, so it makes me feel, as someone who wants to help all the time, I'm like,
this
I can't do
tea.
Anything else. So I just hope, and I feel like it'll just happen in time, like you'll just realize you've changed from that mold. You're like a jello, and you're just moving, and then it'll be okay, and it's okay to change.
I loved that.
Good.
Because that makes me want to actually put effort into it, because it's for you versus me.
You go first.
Wait, do you not have one?
I'm still thinking.
I feel like we're a lot better at this, but I think letting me know, like...
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
What? I want
to
know.
What she could do to help me. Like, which is partly on me, me asking when the fork I'm coming in or what, like, knowing my schedule, because then I can work around it.
Yeah.
And sometimes, because you are my boss, even though you are, like, one of my best friends...
Yeah.
I still get scared to ask you, like, if I can have time off.
Did you like what I said yesterday?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Okay.
That helped me so much.
I was like, moving forward from now on, unless I say come in, just plan on being
literally
home.
Every night, I'm like, what's the game plan tomorrow? It's like 11 p.m. I'm like, what's the game plan tomorrow?
Right.
And
yeah.
Sometimes I will get a text back, and then I'm like waking up at 6 a.m. and I'm like, am I going in today?
Yeah.
I better get my shit done.
Yeah. That's
and,
all my bad.
No, it's totally okay.
That's trial and error, though.
Yeah. I also feel like I'm so extreme that like I should have nipped that in the bud like a year or 2 years ago. I should have been like, hey, I need to know.
Also, it
most
used to be Monday through Friday, and then it changed to Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah.
Like, it's changed so much over the time.
Yeah. So I think honestly, I think both of us could be more communicative, but at the top of the week, maybe we can have like a
yeah.
What's my calendar? yeah, what's the game plan for the week? So then I know, because then when something comes up, I feel so awful being like,
you're fine.
Then you have something scheduled and then I have to do it. Yeah. That stresses me out.
That stresses me out as a schedule bitch. I'm like, oh,
and then
shit.
I feel bad. Like, I'm like trying to plan a podcast and I'm like, oh, yeah. I know she won't care, but then I feel bad because she's my boss.
Yeah. No, I like, get it. I get it.
Whatever. So yeah, I guess just telling me when I'm free.
Like, let me know.
I guess for me, we could have more brainstorm sessions. Yes, that'd be super fun. I love our brainstorm sessions.
I would live, laugh, love.
Yeah. We need to do more of them and like actually like
I want to crash.
Plan. Yeah.
We me should have dinners.
I
would
love.
Brainstorm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like actually brainstorm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like no talking shit, just brainstorming.
Yeah.
Like pull out the whiteboard.
Yeah.
Like
the
journals.
The Schoolisha whiteboard.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Pull out your juicy whiteboard. Yes. I got you. This is like what turns us on.
I know. Yeah. We're like,
I was going to say, I actually don't think I'm very interested in
that. She's like, I'll cook for you.
I'm going to cook it over here.
Okay, what you guys learned from this podcast?
Remy would probably fuck.
That I am going to gas you up more.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
And be appreciative towards everyone.
Yes.
Like, I learned we're all emotional ass bitches.
I feel like I learned that we're all really good. Well, I knew this. We're all awesome, like friends, and we bring as much as we can to the table. But we need to appreciate all the things that we inevitably bring and will always bring to the table.
Yeah.
And I need more one-on-one time with Remy.
Absolutely. And I liked hearing what you guys are, like why you guys are brought into each other's lives.
Yeah.
That was a really special moment.
We love each other.
We just are stuck in my car all the time because I have to drive his ass from downtown.
We have our best talk.
But then I was like, wait, I kind of like this.
Yeah.
Debrief.
Yeah.
No, anyway, literally.
Everyone go follow everyone on their designated channels. Do you want to shout them out? Go Remy.
Miss Remy Ashton and Rem Life, and please follow me on TikTok.
Alicia Marie, YouTube, Alicia Marie Vlogs, at Alicia on Instagram, Alicia Marie on TikTok. I'm trying to like post a lot more now.
It's so hot. Alia Abbas on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok.
Slay. And go subscribe to Pretty Basic Podcast. If you haven't listened to my pod episode where I was on Pretty Basic, go check it out. Mm-hmm. And
it was good. I actually listened.
It was so good.
It was really good.
Was it really good?
It was really good.
Did you working
It was really good.
It was really good.
I heard from him that was good. That was good. That's why I came.
I was promoting it to my own friends.
That's all you need. Anyway, be sure to make someone's day this week and we'll catch you later. Peace.
Bye.
Say mama.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.